This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. 1 week ago today, wildfires flared up on Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green on the search in Lahaina.
We got through 25% of the homes in the area, the grid, searching for our lost loved ones. That's accelerating now.
CBS's Lilia Luciano spoke with Kula resident Sweetheart Maury.
We fortunately got out alive, you know, in the before the fire came.
Were you able to salvage anything from your home?
Nothing. Nothing. We came back the next day and everything was still on fire.
Her family's survival is the only solace.
Everybody's struggling here, as it is living day by day, but they still give, you know, they still want to help.
The death toll is now near 100. Former President Trump and 18 allies are indicted in Georgia's 2020 election case. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis has used Georgia's racketeering law and alleges a wide-ranging conspiracy. WSB's Veronica Waters says this is a highly charged case.
People did expect this to happen. And you may or may not know that the DA herself, members of her staff, the Fulton County Sheriff, and others have been on the receiving end of some really vicious language, some really horrific threats. At least one arrest has been made in recent months.
A Houston jury orders a man to pay $1.2 billion to his ex-girlfriend in a revenge pornography case. The plaintiff filed a harassment lawsuit against her ex-boyfriend, Marquez Jamal Jackson. After their breakup, the plaintiff's attorney, Bradford Guild, says Jackson emailed them to family, friends, and coworkers.
He would email that content to family, friends, coworkers. He distributed using every available platform.
There are questions about the First Amendment following a police raid on a small-town newspaper in Kansas. Publisher Eric Meyer tells CBS News he's planning a federal lawsuit against the police department. CBS's Elaine Cajano.
Surveillance video shows police in Marion, Kansas, raiding the offices of the Marion County Record last Friday, seizing computers, servers, and cell phones. The paper's owner, Eric Meyer, says officers also searched his house, where his 98-year-old mother lived. She died the next day, he says, from the stress.
A 13-year-old boy who survived a nearly 100-foot fall off a cliff at the north rim of the Grand Canyon is recuperating from multiple injuries at home in North Dakota. Brian Kaufman calls his son's recovery a miracle.
I'm thankful that he's coming home in the front seat of the car instead of a box in the back end.
North Korea, for the first time, confirms the detention of a U.S. soldier. State media report U.S. soldier Travis King crossed into the North after racial discrimination in the U.S. Army. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Tom.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by NACDI's Four Sisters Farmers Market, which happens every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis from 1 to 3.
Hey, we got a big show today, as usual, but we got a jam-packed here. We have Lori Jump on, CEO of Strong Hearts, and we haven't talked to that great organization in a while, so it'll be really exciting. And we're going to lead off here with Hennepin County Mental Health person. She's the Awareness Campaign Manager. And I just want to say today's secret word is racketeering. So racketeering is the secret word. Just kidding. We don't have secret words here. Hey, Jocelyn, welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, tell us a little bit about what's going on here in Hennepin County and with the Mental Health Awareness Campaign. We all talk about this a lot in Indian country, and we know it affects generations. So we really appreciate you being on and talking a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me. The Hennepin County Mental Health Awareness Campaign is a year-long initiative really to spread awareness around mental health and the importance of conversations and connections. So people, places, things within our lives, maybe reminders of things that matter that can help keep us feeling connected. So it's a result of, as many know, there were many impacts to COVID, and COVID-19, and how we saw a quadrupling of anxiety and depression occurring across different populations. We saw suicide become the second leading cause of death among young adults. And so the importance of this initiative really is to bring some light, some hope, resources, and connections to the communities of Hennepin County.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here. And it's like a real worldwide situation, too. And I know my generation, being 62 years old, we don't talk about our feelings and things like that. We weren't taught about that. And it's really put me in a bad situation in my life until I learned how to be able to do that. And I think that's a thing in Indian country. We're really stoic. And I know a lot of the BIPOC families out there are really have their, you know, generational trauma too to deal with.
Absolutely. There's a lot to unpack for many communities who faced racial trauma, historical trauma, impacts that my generation of, you know, being third or fourth generations within even the Black community, things are passed down, right? And sometimes things aren't passed down in ways that are allowing expression of feelings or needing to hold restraint as a protective factor. And so I definitely agree. There's a lot, especially within communities that have been harmed in different ways, and how we heal may be different.
Right. So with the Hennepin County mental health campaign, you're reaching out to communities. And then what's the next steps after you reach out and find somebody that really needs help?
Yeah, a lot of the, it's a variety of different angles that we're taking with this campaign. So we have our traditional multimedia, where we might be on a billboard, on a bus, in that type of way, on digital, Snapchat, Facebook, you name it. And then we're also out in community. So we've been at a few events, particular to the Native American community, supporting Little Earth, and you know, a Canoe of Nations event that supported middle schoolers at the De Muxca. So like there's just a variety of different ways that even just like being present where celebration and connection are happening also add value to the message. We're really not creating any particular agenda as far as what people do next with the information or the resources we share. Our focus is not to promote any particular solution to how people move forward with their mental health. And that's the beauty really of this campaign, right? To open up that wellness. It can look different for you. It can look different for me. It can look different for different communities that embrace and understand mental health very differently.
Is there a website that we can send our listeners and watchers to that we could let our vast, large audience of radio listeners reach out to? Do we have a call to action?
Yeah, please check out our website. So it's www.cseementalhealth.org. It is an array right now. We just relaunched the website, and there you'll find, you know, 30 to 15 second spots where people of Hennepin County are sharing nuggets of wisdom and connections of hope as far as what's gotten them through their mental health journey. So I'll share that website. It's also has a link to a variety of different resources across all ages. So it's a great website to check out and something to just pique your interest on what we're up to with our campaign.
Well, and it's great to have a campaign like that, because I think, you know, I'm a former high school teacher for 30 years. And I think when people and young ones know that there is a solution and they are going through things, and to see a website like that, or hear you, or see you tabling somewhere, really gives them hope, and that there is something out there. And I think that's really important that we are talking about this.
I fully agree. And you know, it's even with our tabling experiences, it's a variety of different ways people can connect with, even sharing an affirmation. Sometimes it's just like, I receive, you know, you are joy, you are happiness. And we want you to feel that way today, to the little poppets that we hand out to kids that love that, for being able to, you know, fidget with themselves if they need to, like, occupy their time. So it's the ways, the variety of ways that we're connecting that feels really meaningful. And no moment is ever the same, which I always appreciate.
So what kind of important information are you sharing with this campaign?
So we're sharing on resources, particularly a mix of not just Hennepin County specific resources, but sharing and reminding people there's a new 988 number. So that's at the federal level, where there's a way people can call and connect with somebody if they're feeling like they might be experiencing signs of suicide or wanting an extra help that might be reaching them at a very urgent time in their crisis. We have information on a children's mental health directory. So that is a great way for parents and caregivers to be familiar with, you know, what is available for them to be aware of supports for their children. And then we have anywhere between more like therapy-based services to a walk-in center in Minneapolis where people can walk in and get services met related, adults can get their services met related to mental health and substance use needs. So it's a very big variety.
That's awesome. Hey, do you have time to hold on to another segment here? We got a lot of really great information here going out and how important that is. And it's kind of, you know, our mental health has kind of been pushed aside during COVID because we've been dealing so much with COVID, but our mental health issues are still there, and it's really important to talk more about that. We're with Jocelyn, and she's the project manager of See Mental Health through Hennepin County Mental Health. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Attention parents and caregivers, Next Chapter Booksellers is thrilled to introduce First Chapter Storytime. Join school teacher turned bookseller Adriana every Saturday from 10:30 to 11. She'll read a favorite picture book from Next Chapter's ever-growing children's selection, perfect for kids 4 to 7. There will also be fun activities planned right after the reading. So let's foster a love of reading in our little ones with First Chapter Storytime, Saturdays from 10:30 to 11 at Next Chapter Booksellers. Find upcoming Storytime books at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Jocelyn, and we're talking about mental health, and the CMentalHealth.org is a campaign, and we're talking about her campaign, and as the project manager of the Hennepin County Health Awareness Campaign. And we're really, that first segment went really quick, and there's a lot of information. And I always want to, Jocelyn, just to, as a interviewer, ask you what you want to talk about here and go from there. And then I will jump in, because I think it's important that you get your message out that you want to, especially with this very serious epidemic that we're dealing with here across Turtle Island.
Yeah. So I'll just reiterate the fact that our website, cmentalhealth.org, is a significant way we're trying to share and get resources more known to the community. And also, we've been connecting very strategically with culturally specific providers and really emphasizing the importance that providers that look like us, have the same language structures, the same history, the same understandings, especially of like maybe like racialized trauma and things that have existed that may be stigmas to getting help. They provide so much value to our work. And so they've been coming along this journey with us within the campaign. And it's just a beautiful thing, I think, when people find a way to connect with this sometimes tough subject because it's not accessible in the terms that we understand it. I didn't learn about mental health till college. And so I think there's just avenues of kind of understanding, you know, how you've been taught to understand feelings, even like basic. How do I feel today? Or am I in a situation where I'm feeling more anxious? And what can I do to cope with that? There's this hope that we want to have people come out of this campaign with not just an understanding that mental health matters, but that there's skills and ways that you can move forward effectively with ways that work for you.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think a lot of times, and especially when we're young, and I was young, I didn't know what I was going through when I had bouts of maybe depression that was situational or just being sad about things, you know, what the difference was. Or if there is a difference.
And sometimes I don't know what it was like for you, but you know, sometimes you grew up in households where it's welcome to talk about your feelings, or maybe it's shunned, maybe it's shamed. Maybe there's a resistance to that. And so a lot of our hope too is to empower families, communities to really receive each other in a way that allows people to be more open and connected to expressing their emotions in safe ways.
Yeah, that's a bingo. I think that's one of our societal things and generational thing. I feel like, you know, there was a lot of stuff pushed down in years past, and that was handed down that, you know, boys don't cry, so on and so forth, you know, that, and I am a crier. You know, we had to put down our one of our dogs, and I think I was sadder then than I was when my mother passed away. You know, it was just, you don't know when those things catch up on you.
I just heard this saying the other day. I can't remember who said it, but they were expressing that like tears are actually like unexpressed love. And often even with grief, like it comes out as far as when we talk about loss, if we get teary eyed or if we get that feeling like tears are coming out, it's healthy. It's okay. It's just love being expressed, and it's better in, it's better out than in. Right. So.
Right. Exactly. And I think that I've heard many ways to the Native way is tears are very sacred, and they're washing away a lot of bad medicine too, you know. And so there's other ways that we can think about that in a good way too, that can help us move on. I just want to throw this out there again, www.seemmentalhealth.org, and just jump on that website and get some tools, be familiar with it, and help your relatives too that may be going through something, and direct them to that site. Jocelyn, these are very important things to talk about, and sometimes we need to talk about it because you don't know when you need to bring up the toolbox of some of like your website, seemmentalhealth.org. You know, you have to have that available and ready in the forefront of your mind, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're very thankful to, even just this week, we're going to be at Little Earth for in partnership with the Native American Community Clinic for a back-to-school event. And so these are the little ways that we are showing our support and having a way to connect and be part of even just the back-to-school experience that we know many families are facing in Minnesota right now, with the change both in the season, but also like transitions back to school and how stressful that can be too.
Well, and we talk about this too, Jocelyn. Not only is that stressful, but we had 30 days of bad air, and it seemed like the summer went by really fast because it did. I didn't go outside a lot because I'm old and I don't, you know, it's hard for me to breathe when the air was that bad. And so there's that to deal with too, that, you know, it's sad the way things are happening in the world, and it can bring you down if we're talking about that a lot, or if you're talking and watching news, you have to smudge yourself off on these things. So it's things are a lot harder, I believe, now for young ones and everyone than it was when I was younger, and there's just a lot of reasons why I think that, and it's really important, again, to have the Hennepin County Mental Health Awareness Campaign and talk about C mental health.
Absolutely, absolutely. We fully recognize youth as a huge target audience within this campaign, and recognizing how much of their childhoods, their growing up, was impacted by this isolation that we experienced as a whole entire globe, and just the importance of, you know, empathizing with both parents, but also youth and what they lost and what they haven't had the chance to be able to see, that they're still rebuilding and retooling themselves to find their forward.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, you know, we got producer Haley's always on, and Haley, I'm wondering if you have any questions or comments too.
Well, you mentioned NAC. You're going to be there in support of NAC with the Little Earth Reservation. And yeah, I just want to say Dr. Stately and NAC are really great. And I think it was Dr. Stately, too, who was talking once on our show as well about just how hard it is maybe to accept your feelings of sadness or you're shamed about it, and how healthy it is to cry, and how healthy it is for you to let that out and not keep that in, and to talk about it and talk about your pain and talk about your experiences, because again, you know, tears are water and water is life, and we're made up of so much water in our bodies that yes, it is very sacred, and to be seen as, you know, with tears is to be seen, I think, as someone who's a strong person.
Yeah. Change that narrative, and that's a good Absolutely. Thing. And you know, we aren't changing. We're relearning it a lot of ways because of our colonized thinking of being sad and crying is not a good thing. And when you push that down, it comes out in different ways. Right, Jocelyn?
Fully agree. It's so powerful just to find spaces where you can be vulnerable and fully unpack maybe the load that's been weighing you down. And whether it's this campaign or, you know, other, you know, an elder in the community or just someone or something that truly helps someone turn around. The goal is just to be able to help people feel more aware of what helps feel them, make them connected and give them hope within the work.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate you being on, and, you know, Jocelyn, you are the project manager of a health awareness campaign, and we want you all to go to cmentalhealth.org. Thank you so much for stopping in and speaking your truth and helping our community.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Right on. Hey, wow, Haley, I almost called you Whaley. How did,
Whaley.
Where did that come? Where the
I'm
heck
your niece. You should know my name.
Chujunk is
that
your
was,
name.
Yes. Jocelyn was great.
Yeah, very powerful, and we need to talk about these things. Again, cmentalhealth.org. Check it out. A lot of good stuff out there on that website, and let's all heal together, shall we? I think it's very important. We'll be right back. We're going to have Lori jump on, and we're going to talk a little bit about Strong Hearts Native Helpline. This is a good show today here on some mental health and how to get help. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. In the Maui wildfires, Hawaii Governor Josh Green announces
101 lives have now been lost. 27% of the survey has been completed.
President Biden says he plans to visit Maui.
The deadliest wildfire in more than 100 years. A whole city destroyed. Generations of Native Hawaiian history turned into ruin.
With former President Trump and 18 co-defendants indicted in the Georgia election case, there is the prospect of a televised trial or trials. WSB's Veronica Waters points out,
even though the president lost in Georgia, he didn't have a bad showing here. Former President Donald Trump does have strong support here, and those people are going to be in the jury pool.
After their breakup, a man posts intimate photos of his ex-girlfriend online.
Telling her that she would spend the rest of her life trying to wipe herself clean off the internet. Happy hunting.
Lawyer Bradford Guild says a Houston jury has ordered Marquez Jamal Jackson to pay his client $1.2 billion. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Call your local Buck Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Wapaka, Wishara, Outagamie, Winnebago, Marquette, and Green Lake counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470. For Adams and Sauk counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Columbia, Dodge, and Fond du Lac counties, call Bill at 920-602-7202. For Calumet and Brown counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
I think we missed the beginning of that, but I also want to remind everyone, today's secret word is racketeering. That's racketeering. Just wanted to bring that up. Do you want to read that out again, Haley? I think we missed that.
I will, for sure. I was hearing myself in my headphones, so I was a little confused. This portion of this show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. Hey, we are talking with Lori Jump, CEO of Strong Hearts Native Helpline, which is a national domestic and sexual violence helpline headquartered here in Minneapolis. And I know it's all over Turtle Island, and the numbers 1-844-7-NATIVE. And you can do an online chat at www.strongheartshelpline.org. But Lori, thank you so much for being on. Long time no see, and it's great to have you on and talk about the great work you do, but also reaching out to our listeners if they need this. And, you know, we know that there's a lot of hurt in our community, and we do need this. So, again, thanks for coming on. And you're muted, Lori. Here, I have a cup here that no one can see on radio, but it says you are on mute. There it is. And you still are. There's a little microphone right there, and you just click it. And
there, how's that?
Perfect. Perfect. Welcome. Welcome, and thank you so much for coming on and talking about this important organization that you lead.
Yeah, thank you. Since I've been on your show, and so it's always good to come on and reach out to our relatives that are in your audience.
Right on. And, you know, what's really cool about being on the radio is not only do we hear, but then people that do hear from great guests like yourself become experts and that can help other people. So it's the definite telephone conversation that we really love having here, and especially with something as heavy as what Strong Hearts Native Helpline has to deal with and the people calling.
You know, it's such an important topic. Domestic and sexual violence are both issues that impact our relatives all across this country. Our rates are very high. You know, so, the services that we offer at Strong Hearts can really be life-saving for our relatives. It's a critical service that we have here.
Yeah, I have been looking over types of abuse, and we forget about, you know, there's, of course, emotional abuse, which is really subtle, but there's a new thing called digital abuse that I guess really isn't that new, but it is really a thing.
Yeah, for sure. I think that many people experience this, and as you said, it's not necessarily new, but I think calling it digital abuse is something that people don't necessarily identify with right away. But so many people experience it. I think especially people from the younger crowd, a little bit younger than myself, you know, that really are tuned into their electronics, whether it's mm-hmm. their computer, their laptop, their cell phone, all of those things that have passwords that can be compromised, or, you know, people can hack into your accounts. And, you know, we certainly see a lot of that with abusive relationships.
Exactly. Hey, that we should talk a little bit about the history, because, well, you're coming up on 7 years and that's how long Native Roots Radio has been on. So do you mind talking a little bit about the history of Strong Hearts?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. I'm so proud of the work that our organization is doing and the staff that we have. They're so dedicated to this cause. As you said, we celebrated our sixth anniversary, so we're in our seventh year of providing services. And we just have grown so much over this past, you know, 6.5 years. We went from a staff of 5 to a staff of 45. You know, all of our staff were located in the Minneapolis area. Of course, with the pandemic, we've changed everything along with the rest of the country. So we now have staff in 15 different states that are working, you know, primarily from their homes. You know, we went from a operational hours of, you know, 9 to 5 each day. We're now 24/7. So every single day there's always somebody there that can be reached, you know, for support and information. Of course, we added texting and also chat during the pandemic. We know that it became much harder to call. And so we wanted to have those, you know, electronic means of reaching our advocates as well. You know, so, yeah, you know, 28 advocates in our company, 100% are Native Americans. So they have lived experience that is critical when we're talking about connecting with, you know, our relatives in Indian country. So we've just have grown so much. And, you know, in the past six and a half years, we've reached over 40,000 people. So
yeah,
quite the expansion.
Yeah. What a great idea. And it's interesting that it hasn't come up before, because this is so, so important for people. And one of the things I also want to remind our listeners too, this is not just a female situation that needs helpline. This is open to males, to our Two-Spirit community, and people that really feel like they're in a bad situation. And I got to just say, if you feel like you're in a bad situation, you probably are.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, historically, you know, over the past 6 years, we've seen that about 15% of our calls have consistently been from males. And so, you know, we do recognize, we understand that this is something that impacts everybody. You know, it doesn't matter how you identify, you know, your gender. It doesn't matter how you identify your sexual orientation. This can certainly cross all of those boundaries. And, you know, our staff are well trained to be able to talk with everybody, you know, across all of those different populations.
And I think we should give out the number too, because you never know, somebody's listening right now may need the number. So it's 1-844-7-NATIVE. Or online chat through the website www.strongheartshelpline.org. And I'll bring that up a couple more times before the end of the show. But it's so important to have a place like this to be able to call and get help.
Yeah, you know, so many of our relatives that call in are just really looking for extra support. Many times they don't identify really as survivors or victims of domestic or sexual violence. But once we talk with them and we provide some education around what they're experiencing, they realize that, in fact, that they are. You know, probably the most the most common type of victimization has been emotional abuse. Mm-hmm. So many of our, you know, people that contact us have experienced that. And so they tend not to think of it as domestic violence. They think of it if they haven't been physically abused, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't really count. And so, yeah, we want to assure people that, you know, that emotional abuse is something that really strikes at the core of who you are sometimes and mm-hmm. can be very difficult to deal with on your own.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times you don't know that you're going through it, because the person that's the perpetrator is possibly a master in this. And I've seen so many people over the years that have been kind of tied up in this web of emotional abuse. And yeah, it's deep. It's not a wound. It's a deep wound that really you need to talk about. And we have other sexual abuse too. Is a thing that it's hard to talk about, but it needs to be talked about.
Yeah, I think the only way that, you know, we're going to improve the statistics in our communities is really to have these hard conversations. We know it's so hard to reach out, and sometimes that's, you know, the best thing about calling a helpline is that it is anonymous and confidential, mm-hmm. and that can make it easier to have that first conversation. And of course, we always want to, you know, refer somebody back to ongoing services in their home communities. But that first reach out for help is critical, and having it being anonymous is can be really helpful. You know, as you said, you know, these are difficult conversations, and it's hard in our small communities. You know, sometimes they're so small and tight knit that maybe the person you have to reach out to might be a relative.
Right.
You know, whether it's of yours or your partner, sometimes our communities are so small that, you know, that makes it harder. That can make it a whole lot harder to reach out if you know the person that you have to tell about these difficult things that you're experiencing.
Absolutely. And one of the things, when we talk about cultural abuse, is that our lateral oppression and lateral violence? Is that what we're talking about when we talk about a cultural abuse?
Well, it can be, you know, especially if it's a non-intimate partner, I think it would be more of that lateral oppression. But mm-hmm. for this, you know, in terms of an intimate relationship, cultural abuse is really using who you are. You know, our culture is so important to us. It's central to our whole being, and mm-hmm. Using that against you. So, you know, often we hear about people who are not allowed to practice their traditions. They're not allowed to practice their ceremonies. And, you know, that's how we heal. And so there's that piece of it. There's the piece where they force you to practice maybe traditions and ceremonies that are not your own, which can be difficult for somebody. You know, we hear a lot about blood quantum, right? Oh, you're not Native. You know, what are you, 10%? You know, that kind of stuff. And on the opposite side of that, you know, we also hear of it, well, you're too Native. You know, it's all you think about is your tribe and your name and blah, 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 right? It's using all of those things against you, things that are so important in your life, and either blocking your access to them or, again, forcing you to participate in ceremonies that are not your own.
Hey, we're here with Lori Jump, CEO of Stronghearts Native Helpline. And Stronghearts Native Helpline is a culturally appropriate domestic and sexual abuse helpline for Native Americans and Alaskan Natives. And again, that number is 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-762-8483. And we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org.
Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Affordable, healthy, and culturally appropriate food is accessible right in the heart of the American Indian Cultural Corridor at Four Sisters Farmers Market. They embrace inclusivity and accessibility at Four Sisters, accepting SNAP and EBT benefits, market bucks, guest produce market bucks, cash, and cards. So enjoy the abundance of fresh food regardless of your payment method at Four Sisters Farmers Market. Open Thursdays until October from 11 to 3 at 1414 East Franklin Avenue. More at NACD.org and tell them Native Roots Radio sent you.
Hi, I'm Rachel Shamblot. My dad is Dr. Scott Shamblot from Shamblot Family Dentistry. A lot of people are afraid of the dentist, but you don't have to be. My dad makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun. He won't be mad if you haven't seen a dentist in a long time. He just wants to take care of you and your teeth. If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Shamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at shamblotfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Good one. Hey, we're here with Lori Jump, CEO of Strong Hearts Native Helpline, which is a national domestic and sexual violence helpline here headquartered in Minneapolis. And thanks again for coming on. It's good to see you. It's been a while, and it's good to see that your program's growing, but it's also known to, that it's still out there and we still need to help people. I want to ask you a couple quick questions and then pop out the number again a couple more times. But what do you think, what does Strong Hearts provide Native victims with the most? You know, when you call, what are they getting provided with?
Well, the thing that we provide the most of, the biggest service that we provide really is that emotional support. It's peer-to-peer. Somebody that understands what you're going through. It's somebody that, you know, certainly understands what it's like to be Native and understands the barriers that we face in our communities. You know, following that, probably the educational piece, that information and education to help people really understand what they're experiencing. Safety planning is a critical piece of what we do. You know, it's the first question we ask when somebody contacts us is, are you safe to chat? Are you safe to talk right now? Mm-hmm. You know, we want to make sure that we're protecting their safety and then giving them ideas on how they can stay safe in, you know, for that day, maybe. Sometimes it's just for that moment in time, but also what steps they can take to, you know, ensure their own safety. And so those are the biggest things that we provide. Certainly referral when somebody's looking for a service that, you know, maybe transportation or shelter, legal services, all of these kinds of things that, you know, people need when they're experiencing this violence. What we've done is we have a Native-centered database of programs that are either operated by tribes or with in affiliation with them. And so, you know, we get them back to somebody in their community that can provide all of those extra services that they might need.
You know, the National Institute of Justice Statistics say that more than 4 in 5 American Indian and Alaskan Native women have experienced violence in their lifetime. So if you're at a powwow and looking at the dancers and you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4 out of the 5 have been, have experienced violence in their lifetime. That's a staggering statistic.
You know, it really is. And I think that even worse than that statistic, you know, I think that 100% of us have been impacted by this in some way, whether we personally have experienced it or we know somebody that has. It is such a, you know, the rates of violence are so high that everybody knows somebody, right, that has been in this situation. And mm-hmm. So it's huge. It's
right.
It's bad.
Well, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that's that once we find out and get help, we can break this cycle, and especially this intertribal cycle of 4 out of 5 Natives. And then we all, from the same institute, more than 56% have experienced sexual violence. That is another staggering statistic.
Yeah, the sexual violence is very high as well. And when we look at the sexual violence, you know, 97% of that violence has been committed by a non-Native perpetrator. And that's an important statistic because we know that jurisdiction is, you know, it's a maze. Honestly, it can be very confusing to know who has jurisdiction. If you're victimized on tribal land, you know, it matters where you're at. You know, that will determine who actually has the authority to prosecute these cases. And so those are, you know, they're difficult statistics to read and to think about. But, you know, I do think that we're making progress. You know, I do think that, you know, finally having a national helpline so that no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, no matter, you know, what time zone you're in or what state, you know, there is someplace that you can reach out for help. And just that support is so important.
Yeah. I want to give that number out again and read it a little better. 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-7-NATIVE. And also the chat online is www.strongheartshelpline.org. That's stronghearts with an S, helpline.org. Open hours of operation 24 hours out of 7 days a week. And that's really been something that's changed over the years, too, like you said earlier.
Yeah, you know, we started out with very limited hours. It was Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And, you know, the reality is that that's not when violence happens, you know. And so becoming a 24/7 operation was something that was you know, our biggest goal, honestly, was, you know, we knew that there were people that were needing help and couldn't reach us. In fact, we have a really interesting statistic, and I think it just goes to show how important culturally appropriate and Native-centered services are. Of all the people that contacted when we were closed and were given the option to transfer to the National Domestic Violence Hotline by pressing 1, you know, less than 10% people chose to do that. You know, they chose to wait until we were, you know, had advocates back on the line. And I think that that just speaks to the importance of you know, being a culturally specific helpline for our people.
Right. And we only got a couple minutes left here, Lori. I'm wondering if you can tell us how our relatives can reach Strong Hearts. And then I really kind of want you to have some closing remarks and what you'd like to share with our listeners.
Yeah, you know, so again, you know, our number, call or text us at 1-844-7-NATIVE. You can reach us for chatting at strongheartshelpline.org. We're here 24/7. And, you know, just in closing, you know, I want our relatives to know that they're not alone, that help is available, right? We are safe, confidential, and anonymous. We know that that's so important for that first, you know, reaching out for help is it to know that, you know, we don't know who you are. You know, we don't know who your relatives are. It's a safe space for conversation. You know, we are on all the social media, well, probably not all of it, but we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Strong Hearts DV. Follow us. You know, I think that, you know, by liking our posts and sharing them, you're helping get that word out to, you know, people throughout the country. You know, so you can visit our website. It has a lot of great information. You know, feel free to go there and kind of browse through that. Yeah.
Well, I want to just say a big peeny geegee. Thank you for coming on. And it's so great to see your organization expand and reach out to our relatives all over Turtle Island. Again, thank you so much, Lori Jump, CEO of Strong Hearts. You know, thank you so much for being on. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for helping us spread the word. We appreciate you and the work that you do in our communities.
Wow, Peeny Geegee. Hey, if you're listening to the show, we're still here. We are.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.